Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
One of the craziest stories I've seen in a long time. A suspect was pushed down the stairs. He was the landlord of a building trying to collect $200 from rent from one of the property guys who lived in the property. Knocking on the door, trying to get the money to push the man down the flight of stairs or the cement stairs, and he died.
Oh, damn.
The landlord, he dies from the push from the tenant, and then the tenant said the landlord slipped and fell down the stairs trying to move a mattress.
Mm-hmm.
But that damn camera.
That ring?
That ring got the whole thing.
Oh,
and you can
Lord.
See the tenant pushing his kid down the stairs, pushing the man down the stairs. And he's just laying, and he's dead.
Oh, for God's sakes. Ooh, yeesh. No bueno.
Okay, Queens. Come on, Queens. Get it together.
So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's announcement to leave the royal family stunned pretty much everybody, except for maybe one British woman who knew it was coming. Jemima Packington says she's a fortune teller, not one that reads cards or palms. She gets her predictions from asparagus. The 64-year-old, who claims she's been able to see the future since she was 8, learned from stalks of asparagus that a royal shakeup was going to happen. Her method involves throwing the asparagus up into the air and observing how they land on the ground.
Wow.
Somehow that tells her how the future is going to happen, and that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are going to leave and there's going to be a royal shakeup. She's 75 to 90% right most of the time. Other things that the vegetables have correctly predicted included Brexit and Theresa May's removal as prime minister. That asparagus talks.
We got to take her out to eat and have her throw some asparagus.
That's it. Throw it up in the air, girl. Throw it up in the air.
So, first of all, Justina Valentine, she freaking went in on our girl, Black China. You have to hear this because it's out of control. That is crazy.
The least famous Kardashian.
But she's right about that.
She's right.
She
mean,
sure let
you have to have such
clout
tough skin.
Chasing behind. No.
Yes.
Yeah,
so funny.
Wow. Black China really have tough skin because so many people say so much stuff about her, and
that was our Wildin' Out.
And she stays positive because I would have ran off the stage.
Oh, I wonder what she said. I might have to go to Black China.
Right. I quit. I quit.
Yeah. Right.
Definitely would not.
Yeah. That was sad.
Right. All right, so Yo Gotti and Roc Nation are teaming up to help a group of inmates in a Mississippi prison sue the state for not inhumane living conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently in the first couple weeks of 2020, there's been a bunch of violent spikes in this jail where it left 3 inmates stabbed to death.
Eesh.
And it's only January, what, 15th?
Yeah.
So that's pretty intense. Ooh. So they're saying that it's chronically understaffed. The inmates are doing nothing to change it. They're being treated poorly.
Oh, good God.
And they haven't seen, you know, it's dangerous to be in that situation. So Roc Nation and Yo Gotti are helping them sue. So maybe we'll see some change.
Some change,
in the
hopefully.
Systems.
Let's hope. That is the Ish You Missed.